We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Orach Chaim, Chelek Gimel, Hilchos Purim, Halacha Vav, Paragraph Zayin. V'yesh l'rameis kol zeh b'chibur ha'psukim shel ha'mesoira. Rav Nosson Zal says everything we've been discussing so far in this halacha can be hinted to in a connection that's made of certain psukim where we have a mesora, we have a tradition regarding these psukim taking on a similar form. Shemevi, the Mesoira tells us, the tradition tells us, that there are shisha psukim, shel chomesh chomesh tevois, smuchois, mishtei oisios levad. There are six psukim in the Torah, consisting of five words, two letters each, in order. And these are the psukim, kol echad mem, each one of them. Aleph, pasuk number one, is in Parshas Noach, where it says, Vayoyled, he gave birth, and now follow the next five words. Noach, es, shem, es, chom. Noach gave birth to shem and chom. We have, from the word es, shem, we have five words in a row of two letters each. Beis, pasuk beis, when a woman, one of the women gave birth in the Torah, it says, Ki gam ze loch bein, that you should be happy because this is also a son for you. A son has been born for you. Again, five words in a row, five consecutive words, two letters each. Gimel, the third pasuk, ki yod al keis ko, that Hashem places his hand on his throne, swearing that he will continue to wage war against Amalek. The next pasuk, pasuk number five. I'm sorry, pasuk number four. Al kain loy vo el shulchan amelech. This is when Dovra Melech did not appear at a Sudas Rosh Chodesh that Shaul HaMelech was conducting. And when Shaul questioned his son Yonasan, why isn't Dovra Melech here? He said, Al Kain Loiba, that he made an excuse for him, and he said, therefore he has not shown up at the table of the king. Again, five two-letter words in a row. And pasuk number five, Gam Li, Gam Loch, Lo, Yihye, where the story of the two women who came before Shlomo HaMelech, each one claiming that the baby was theirs. And then Shlomo HaMelech said, I know how we're going to decide this. We'll simply take the baby and slice him in half. You get half, you get half. So the real mother screamed, don't, no, don't you dare. And the one who was lying, where it wasn't really her child, said, if I can't have, then you can't have either. Gam li, gam loch, lo yiyya. Vov, the sixth pasuk is, ein ze ki im roa leiv. This is nothing other than an evil heart, evil-heartedness. And now Rav Nosson Zal is going to weave a connection between all of these six psukim, showing that it's not coincidence that these six psukim share this format. Hainu, the first pasuk, Vayoled Noach. Noach gave birth. Shehu hatzadik u'emes, shehu oisek bebinyan heichal hakodesh. Es Shem Es Chom, Noach gave birth to Shem and Chom, Hainu Shem Moilid Hanefoshois Hakdoshois. This tells us that Noach is giving birth to the holy souls, Shehem Bechinas Shem, who are represented by Shem, Bechinas Nefesh Chayo Hu Shemoi. There's a pasuk in Bereishis that says, the soul of a living thing is its name. So we see that the name, the word shame, represents nefesh, souls. V'alkein hiskarvusom al yedei shemegadel hashem shebo al yedei ashirus digdusha. And therefore these souls are brought close by the tzaddik elevating the name of Hashem and the name of holiness, which comes about through wealth. We know wealth is something that has glory, name, it's glorified, it's publicized. The Forbes 500, the Forbes 400, they're always writing articles about this billionaire and that millionaire. Aval habaldovor mizgare. However, the Yetzer Hara works against this tzaddik who's trying to build this Heichal HaKodesh, who's trying to be makarev the souls. V'hu koruch achar hakedusha. And the sitrachra attach itself, wraps itself around the holiness. V'roitze lahadbir hora shel hanefosha shemekarvam. And he tries to arouse and increase the evil in these souls that the tzaddik is trying to bring close. Shehu hakas v'achema. And we know that one of the worst forms of evil is anger, temper. Achat tzadik u'emes mahapei chora shu b'chinas chom, b'chinas chamimus hakas v'achema, hu mahapeich lebechinas cham libi bekirbi. However, the tzaddik realizes this. He realizes that the satan is trying to heat things up. He's trying to make excuses to get the tzaddik or the people he's trying to bring close to stumble into kas, to get angry, to get heated up. That's the word chum in that sentence. Chum means hot, warm. And what does the tzaddik do? He takes that anger, that heat, that fire that the Yetzer Hara wants him to express in a negative way, and the tzaddik expresses it in tears to Hashem, hot tears to Hashem, hot words coming, passionate words coming from the depth of his heart to Hashem. The pasuk says, "Cham libi bekirbi," my heart is burning inside of me. Dibarti b'lishoni, and I express it with my tongue. Dahainu litzoik u'lespalel Hashem yisborach b'chamimus alev kanal, to cry out and pray to Hashem with a burning heart. V'sehu, and this is why the pasuk says, "Vayoyled noyach." Noach gave birth. Shehu hatzadik. Noach is the tzadik. What did he give birth to? Es shame. Hainu hanefosha is shemekarvam. This refers to the souls that he's bringing close. The name is the soul. Veze es chum. And then there's chum involved. There's fire involved. Shubichin as chamimus halev shekoruch bohem. This refers to the passions of the heart. That those souls that the tzaddik is trying to bring close, each one of them is coming with all of their passions. This one has a passion for food. This one has a passion for women. Sheroitze lahachnis kas v'chema. And the Yetzer Hara wants to use all of that to infuse anger into this Heichal HaKodesh, into this holy castle that the tzaddik is trying to build. However, the tzaddik turns it all around to a passion in the heart that's going to be expressed in prayer. And by doing that, he succeeds in turning everything around and making it into holiness. And he produces many good souls. Umagdil Shem Hashem, and he glorifies the name of Hashem. Vizehu, and this is the next pasuk that's brought over there, where the woman said, where the midwife who was helping, I think Rachel Imenu, give birth, said, Ki gam zeloch ben, this second child is also a son to you. You've given birth to a second son. Because these souls whom the tzaddik is trying so hard to bring close to Hashem, they are referred to as his children. As the Gemara says, and the tzaddik is constantly bringing another new soul and another new soul close, which is a son to Hashem and a son to the tzaddik. Bibchinas ki gam zeloch ben. This is also a son, and this means he's doing this all the time, the tzaddik. Vizehu, and this is why the next pasuk that's brought says, ki yod al keis ko, that Hashem places his hand on his throne to swear that he will keep waging war against Amalek. Shenemar al mechemes Amalek. The Gemara says Hashem has sworn that Hashem's name is not complete and Hashem's throne is incomplete until every last memory of Amalek will be wiped out. And the main battle against Amalek is tied into what we mentioned before. Shemach Mashamolik Mizgora B'chol Pam B'Yisrael L'mayit Shmam Chas V'Shalom Aydei Akas, because of the fact that Amalek is working the whole time to try to lower the good name of the Jewish people by leading them into chaos, anger. Shaydezeh goizel hashefa mehem, through which Amalek is able to steal our wealth. We learned earlier, when a person gets angry, they exchange any wealth that was supposed to come in their direction, which is called choyma, a wall, a fortress, they exchange it for chema, anger, chas v'shalom. Ad shashem yisporach bi'atzmoy kaviyochel tzorech l'chomimoy, to the point where Hashem himself has to wage battle against Amalek. Bebchinas, as the pasuk says, ki yod al keisko. And the Gemara says, She'ein shmoy sholem, ein shmoy v'kisoy sholem, ad she'emoche zichroi. That Hashem's name and throne will not be complete until every last memory of Amalek is wiped out. V'izbatel hakas min olam, and all anger will be eliminated from the world. Va'oz yigdal shem Hashem, shu shem Yisrael, Shema Tzadikim Amitim. And then the name of Hashem, which is the name of the Jewish people, which is the name of the true Tzadikim, will be elevated, will be glorified. Va'oz yashuvu akoil al Hashem Yisborach. And then all will return to Hashem. Shezeu b'chinas vayoyled noyach anal. This is what the Tzadik is producing. This is what Noyach is giving birth to. V'zeu gam kein b'chinas shleimus kisoy. And this is also the concept of completing the throne of Hashem. K'may shekos l'shon binyan kisei mishpot ayin shon. As Rabbeinu Zal writes over there in Likut Imran in chapter 59, which this is based on, which is very much related to what we're saying, about the throne of Hashem, the throne of justice. V'ikar hamilchomo im Amalek al sheroitze litol kol ha'ashirus li'atzmoy bishvil ta'avoso yukvoidoy. The main battle against Amalek is about the fact that Amalek, we're fighting over the wealth. Whenever Amalek sees that there's any wealth supposed to come to the Jewish people, he tries to take it away by getting us to sin with kas, anger, whereby we forfeit that wealth. And Rav Nosson Zal says, and what does Amalek need that wealth for? For his own personal materialistic desires and pleasure, and for his own personal honor. This is the concept of the wealth of the idol worshippers and the sinners. She'eno mishtat lehem shmei sherusam yovoi nachas lashem yizborach lahaspik yidei loim deatur aksherim vayorim bemes. These are people who are not looking with their wealth to support people who are studying Torah, religious people. V'zehu al kein loy bo el shulchan amelech. And this is why the next pasuk over there is, and that's why Dovid HaMelech did not come to the king's table. Here it's referring to our enemies. Those who oppose us refuse to bring their wealth to the table of the king of the world, to support those who are close to the king, which are the true tzaddikim and those who are closely attached to them. And through this attitude, by Amalek and the Sitrachra trying to do everything they can to block the wealth from going to the really religious people, to those who are studying Torah, the curse is, I won't have and you won't have. Because that kind of wealth will not really succeed. It will not really make its owner happy, satisfied, have a good life. Because before he reaches half of his lifetime, it'll leave him, as we discussed earlier in the previous shiurim. And the truth is, the Sitrachra wants this. Ki hu amesis, hu hamadiach, who are mastin, because it's all one angel, the same angel that's a masis, that tries to convince people to commit sins, Hu Hamastin. That's the same angel who goes up to heaven to prosecute against those people who he convinced to commit sins. Ki hu mesis es hacholkim shiz gabru bekas. He's the one who incited Amalek and all of our enemies to try to inject anger into us. And by doing that, those people will get the wealth that we forfeit, that we lose. They'll have the wealth of Sitra Achra. And therefore, these goyim, these rishoyim who do this, in the end, the Yetzer ends up taking away the wealth from them. To the point where they're left penniless. This is why the Yetzer Hara says, Gamli, Gamloch lo yeh. If I can't have, then you can't have. Vizehu, ein ze kiyim royalev. This is all an expression of an evil, wicked heartedness. Ki kol ze nimshach mi royalev, shu bechinas kas, shenikor royalev kanal. Because what causes all of this is an evil in the heart, which is this kas, this anger, which is called roya halev. However, Hashem does battle against the other side. Shubchinas Amolek. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, kiyod. Hashem swears to do this battle. Umachnis bi Yisrael sheyitzakweilav b'chamim asalev. And Hashem and the tzaddikim inspire the Jewish people to cry out to Hashem with the passion in our heart. Not to release the passion in the form of anger, breaking dishes and things, but rather to release that passion in tefillah, in prayer. And through this, Hashem casts aside the evil plans of our enemies who want to destroy us. And Hashem helps the tzaddik extract all the wealth from the other side, and to bring it into the domain of holiness. And with this great wealth, the tzaddik is able to produce many souls. Bebechinas vayoled noyach eshem, as we explained in that first pasuk. Bechinas gam zeloch bein, another son for you and another son for you. That by the true tzaddikim, they are constantly adding new souls that they're bringing close to Hashem. Shehem nikroim bonim, who are referred to as their children, their sons. Parav ches, ubishvil ze oso homon eitz govoya chamishim amo litlo ises Mordechai lapil mishom. And this is why Haman prepared a scaffold that was 50 amos high to hang Mordechai on, to throw him down from there. Ki rotzo lifkoim b'shoyresh ha'ashirus digdusha. Shehu b'chinas hagdolas Hashem v'nefesh shel Yisrael. Because Haman wanted to attack the roots, the source of holy wealth, which is the place of the elevation of the name and the soul of the Jewish people. Shekulam mushroshim b'shmois hashvotim, whereby the entire Jewish nation is rooted in the 12 tribes, in the names of the 12 tribes, sheyesh bohem chamishim oisyos, which have 50 letters in them. V'alkein elu achamishim oisyos shel yud bei shiftei ko, and this is why the 50 letters of the names of the 12 tribes, hoyu chakukim al avnei hachoshen v'efoid, were carved out on the precious stones that the Kohen Gadol wore in his breastplate in the Choshen and the Ephod, Shehem Bechinas Ashirus. They represent wealth. Those stones were very, very expensive. Ki hoyu avonim yekorois ma'od. V'ha-Kohen Gadol nosa oisam aliboy. And the Kohen Gadol wore this opposite his heart. V'aleim hoyu chakukim shmois b'nei Yisrael. And on those stones were engraved the names of the Jews, of the tribes, Shehem Shoiresh Hanefoshois Vashemoi Shel Kol Yisrael. They are the roots of all the souls and all the Jewish names. Shekula Mushroshim Beilu Achamish Moises. All of them are rooted in these 50 letters, Shechakukim Al Huavanim Toiva Seila, which are inscribed on these precious stones, Shehim Bechinas Ashirus, which represent wealth. Ki Hashem Vahanefesh Sharoshay Bashirus. Because as we learned earlier, the name and the soul are rooted, they come from the same place as wealth comes from. V'alkein hoyu alev hakoyin godol b'choshen ha-mishpot. And this is why they were placed opposite the heart of the Kohen Gadol in the choshen mishpot. Lahamshich b'chinas eish ha-mishpot. To be able to draw that fire of mishpot that Rabbeinu Zal speaks about over there in Likud Imran. Lahachnia hora, in order to defeat the evil, haroitze lehisaches be'elu nefoshos, which wants to attach itself to these souls, ubalev hamekarvam, and to the soul of the one who's trying to bring them close to Torah and mitzvahs. Kamei shekosuv sham, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likud Imran. Ukamei shekosuv, and as the pasuk says, venoso aharon es mishpat b'nei Yisrael aliboy, that Aaron HaKohen will wear the judgment, the justice of the Jewish people on his heart. So we see that this is related to that mishpat. V'chein mevi shom adonim admorzal me'inyan achosh mishpot le'inyan eish ha-mishpot kanal. And if you look over there in Likud Imran chapter 59, Rabbeinu Zal over there brings in the topic of the breastplate of the Kohen Gadol regarding the fire of mishpot that's needed to get rid of the evil in those souls that the tzaddik is bringing close. K'may shekosu be'inyan ribua, as Rabbeinu Zal writes over there when he discusses the square, Shehu Bechinas Mishpat, which represents Mishpat, Kemay Shekosuv, as the Pasuk says, Ravua Hoya, it was perfectly square, kaful, and double. Shenemar Bechoshna Mishpat, that Pasuk is talking about the Choshna Mishpat. Hainu Kanal, as we mentioned earlier. V'homon Horosho Bikesh Lahashlich Mordechai Misham. And the evil Homon wanted to throw Mordechai down from there, from that 50. Avol Mordechai bi oitzim tzakosu et filosoi himshech b'chinas eisha mishpotano. However, Mordechai at tzaddik, through his tremendous screaming and crying out Hashem, was able to draw that fire of mishpot at shechoso gecholim al roishe shel Haman, to the point where he poured hot coals on Haman's head. Veheishiv loy gemuloi b'roishoi, and he gave him over the head the way he really deserved. V'tolu oisei v'zbonav alo eitzdaika, and he hung up the sons of Haman on a tree specifically. Ki kol hachnoosoi hoiso al yidei chamishim oisei sknal, because the whole defeat of Haman was brought about through the 50 letters of the names of the 12 tribes, Shehem b'china shem digdusha shel Yisrael, which represents the holy name of the Jewish people, b'chinas ashirus digdusha shezocha Mordechai aleim digdusha, which is tied into the great wealth which Mordechai at tzaddik was zoche to bring into the holiness, shezika Mordechai aleim digdusha, with the great wealth which Mordechai at tzaddik was mezake the Jewish people with holiness. Vaydeze hipil homon misham daika. And as a result, Mordechai threw Haman down from the 50th level. V'solu oisei v'zbonav alo eitz. And they hung Haman and his sons on that tree. V'nechzar kol ho'ashiru selakdusha. And all the wealth was returned to and restored to the holy domain of holiness. V'alkein chamishim hu b'china shiur hascholas ha'ashirus. And this is why the number 50 is the number from which we begin to label a person a wealthy man. K'may shekosu b'mishnah, as it says in the Mishnah, mi sheyesh loy chamishim zuz, v'noisei v'noisein bohem, that a person who has 50 zuz, $50, and it's what's the term, like cash? It's cash, it's liquid assets, it's movable. He's not allowed to collect stoka, because he's not in the category of poor man anymore. Ki shoyresh ha'ashirus nimshach mechamishim oisias now, because the roots wealth is rooted in those 50 letters sheyes bishmoy sashvotim, that are in the names of the holy tribes. Shekol echad miYisrael nishra shmoi v'nafshe sham, whereby each and every single Jew is rooted in there, in those 50 letters of the 12 tribes. Shemishom kol ha'ashirus v'kanal, and that's the source of all wealth, as we discussed earlier. At this point, Rav Nosson Zal stops with Purim, and he leads into the four parshiyos and how they relate to Pesach. And Rav Nosson Zal will continue studying, talking about the holiday of Pesach a little bit.